Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really, really high football IQ, number one. I'd say that's the biggest thing. Shep, I really love what he brings to the table just as far as his toughness, his willing to do anything, you know, on the football field to help his team, to help this team win. What we're trying to get accomplished, he's done a great job, and the effort shows up on tape.
That's Alvis Whitted, wide receiver coach for the Green Bay Packers. Former NFL wide receiver himself, played for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Atlanta Falcons, wrapped up his career with the Oakland Raiders. Now he's the wide receiver coach for the Green Bay Packers, first year coaching in the NFL, talking about first year wide receiver Darius Shepherd, and he is making a case for himself for why he should be on this team and why he's going to possibly end up making the team in a situation, Gary, where they need a return guy. He can fit that billing, but also in a Aaron Rodgers-led offense, you have to be able to dial in with the quarterback and be able to know that he's going to be the dude throwing you the football, so just whatever you want, you got it. He seems to be on that page, too.
No, he is, and I think, you know, all these, I mean, if you look at his coaching staff, especially on the offensive side, I mean, you've got, you know, Hackett, he was with Jacksonville as well,
yep.
And Dad used to coach here, and that. I mean, you've got a lot of young guys that are trying to bring all this thing together. And I'm just very interested in seeing, you know, what this is going to look like. And we won't see it this Thursday, but next Thursday is when we're going to unleash
for
everything.
For real. September 5th, baby.
And I know we'll get into this a little bit later, but I'm a bit nervous about it. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't wait till Leroy getting here. But, I mean, you can say all you want that nobody's seen it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
True. And nobody's seen what Rodgers
But we also haven't seen it.
No.
Yeah.
And guess who else hadn't seen it?
Matt LaFleur.
Uh-huh. And guess who else?
Aaron.
Yeah.
Rodgers.
They hadn't seen it either.
No.
They don't know what they're doing.
They can manipulate all the looks, and that's been the criticism that I know that you've had for it. So we'll see exactly how they're able to do it. But Darius Shepherd, we'll see if he is able to crack the 53-man roster. He sat down with our own Mike Clemens, and you bring that now here on the Wendy's Big Show.
With Packers receiver Darius Shepherd, so, you know, early on in camp this spring, I see you already back. Number 10, he's back there returning punts. He's returning kicks. I mean,
catching punts and kicks. I love to do that return, you know, return, trying to make a big play to change the course of the game.
What did you do on teams at North Dakota State?
I played punt returner. I ran down kickoff, and that was really the main thing that I did there, and then just playing receiver.
Receiver and slot and jet sweeps and things like that.
So I did jet sweeps there. I played inside, outside. So I got a little bit of everything, so that helped me to really just expand my game for this level.
Where are you from? Where did you play high school ball?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I played at Blue Springs High School. It's in the suburbs of Kansas City. So,
and tell me about North Dakota State.
Mm-hmm. Just a great program with a lot of tradition and a big emphasis on family there. So I learned a lot about the game of football and just, you know, how to be a better teammate and a better man.
Well, Darius, you've looked prepared all spring. You look like you're in your second or third year here. I think people are kind of surprised. Why wasn't this guy picked up by a bigger school or drafted?
Mm-hmm. I think it just comes down. It's always been, you know, not fast enough, not big enough, not strong enough type deal where people have overlooked me, and that's okay. I mean, I get it. You know, I'm not the 6'2", 4'3 guy, but I just really try and come in and show that I can play football and get my job done. And, you know, I treat every day like I'm a pro because this is our job. So, you know, I want to be on top of my game and, you know, not making mistakes and, you know, doing everything I can to earn my spot.
But you know something that they've done here for years is they don't look for the guy with the best 40 time. They look with the guy with the ball skills, the ball skills, the ball skills. And you know what the quarterback looks like in here and the higher level he plays with routes and all that. Do you feel like maybe that's where you're fitting in here?
I think when I got signed here that they saw that I could, you know, get the playbook down and everything. So I'm really trying to just use my football IQ to my advantage. I think that that's part of the reason I am here. You know, they don't care about, you know, I didn't run a 4-3 or whatever. So I'm trying to be the player that they saw and, you know, do my thing on whether it's punt return, special teams, playing in the slot, just execute my job each day.
Man, you caught another ball, too, that looked like it was going to be out of bounds. I mean, do you feel like you got a better connection with Boyle over Kaiser? Or tell me how that is for you as a wide receiver right now in this preseason period.
Yeah, I think I have a good chemistry with all the quarterbacks in the room. I've gotten a lot of reps with all of them, fortunately. So I feel comfortable out there no matter who it is and just trying to make plays for those guys when they come my way.
You and Lazard, number 13, Alan Lazard, too. You've flashed during this camp. Have you aligned yourself with Alan a little bit? Have you talked about that?
We don't really talk about it much, but I think that, you know, we're out there on the field. We feel each other's energy, so we come out there and try and push each other to be better. And when somebody makes a big play, that kind of excites us. We want to one up them, you know. So we're trying to just feed off each other's energy and keep making plays.
Is there a guy that was in the NFL 10 years ago you're watching, saying that's the kind of player I think I could be?
Doug Baldwin's one of the guys that I've always looked at, been like, I love his game, the way he plays. Another guy's Julian Edelman for the Patriots. I just, they play, you know, smart, tough, and very physical, and I like how they, you know, work in the slot. So those are two guys that I kind of mold my game after and look at.
I've interviewed both those guys at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's a good comparison. You remind me of that. All right, so what's left for you on the table Thursday night against the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to go out there and make the most of my opportunities when the ball comes my way, trying to make big plays and hopefully, you know, do enough to stick around.
Darius Shepherd, wide receiver, number 10 for the Packers. Thanks, Darius.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. That was a really, really cool conversation, Gary. There were a couple of good questions in there, but also one really good answer by the guy trying to earn himself a roster spot.
Yeah. Hey. Okay.
I'm good with all of them.
All of them.
Any quarterbacks throwing me the ball?
I'm good.
I got lot of chemistry with them.
All of them. If you bring another one in here tomorrow, I have chemistry with him, too.
Yep, he's going to be my best friend,
yes,
too.
Sir.
I'm going to know him very
that guy's good.
Inside and out. Mike asked the one question of him and Lazard, obviously, have kind of fed off each other, and they've both been in that situation together all year long. Was there one dude when you were battling for spots and when you were in camp like that you fed off of in that sense?
You know, I don't know if there was a guy that I fed off, but I was just more trying to get in line with the veterans.
Okay.
And, you know, and at your position, the veterans kind of take the lead and you kind of follow them.
Sure.
So that's the energy that I was trying to get with. I mean, we had guys like Jesse Clark, Ed Lee Ivory, and, of course, Gary Ellis. And those guys had been around for a while in the league. And then I came in underneath those three guys that had been there. And so they set the pace and
they'll tell you when you're not meeting it.
Yeah, young guys go with it. And then you had a quarterback like Lynn Dickey who, I mean, pretty much told you, you know, this is how it's going to be. This is where I need for you to be. And you kind of just jump in. And when you got a veteran quarterback and right now the Packers, they used to have a lot of veteran receivers.
Okay? No doubt. Yep.
Now they don't, though. I mean,
it's a very young group.
It's a very young group, just Devontae Adams right now. And, I mean, Geronimo Allison was hurt for most of the year last year, so he doesn't have a whole lot. So it's just Tay leading this group. And so I'm sure they're probably, you know, Devontae's going to set the table. I'm sure they're following him. But I think around that there are competitive juices. I mean, they've got a lot of young receivers. Like when I came in, I was the only running back they had drafted and really the only running back that they brought in. So I knew I was kind of going to make the team if I just did what I was supposed to do. But then just follow those guys. He's got a lot of other guys, younger guys like him, our first or second year players are competing for a job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.